This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. One of the contested races on the general election ballot is for Yuma County Sheriff. Republican incumbent Leon Wilmont faces a challenge from retired Sheriff's Department Captain and Democrat Mark Martinez. KAWC's Kim Johnson spoke to the candidates for Arizona Edition and has this report.
We'll hear first from challenger Mark Martinez. Martinez retired as a captain from the sheriff's office earlier this year after 32 years with the department. He cites that experience in his decision to run for sheriff, saying it's time for change. Martinez says Sheriff Wilmont, after years in office, has not brought about the long sought after change to make schools in the county safer.
He talks about education. He's been talking about that since he started, and we've yet to have a student resource officer in the schools in Yuma County. That's the primary change. There's also the disparity of pay for the personnel there. That needs to change. You know, a five-year sergeant makes a certain amount, and then a sergeant newly promoted makes the same amount. That's not fair for the experience that they have. The same thing with detention officers and deputies. There's no steps or levels that pay them for their experience, and that needs to change. And that needs to change for the better of the community. We need to expand our investigation section. Local PD has about 40 investigators. We have 6, and that's not fair to Yuma County. That needs to be improved on. And, you know, we keep hearing about pay, not enough money, the not enough deputies. We need to work with our Board of Supervisors to make that happen for the better of Yuma County. Can't just talk about it every year. We have to make it happen. We need to be out in South County, San Luis and Somerton, not just during an election year, but throughout the years. I've said it before, I'm not going to run for re-election 4 years. I'm going to run for re-election every day of those 4 years. People are going to know who I am and who the sheriff's office is. It's from San Luis to Dayton, Tattnall, Welton. All those places need to be represented, not just a campaign year.
Can you tell me what kind of experience that you've had that would lend itself to being Yuma County Sheriff?
Yes, sir, and I appreciate that. I have 32 years of experience with the sheriff's office. I retired as a captain. I've been a commander on both sides, in the jail and on patrol, which to me is significant because he doesn't have the experience in the jail, and that's a high liability area. So I've managed both sides of the house. I've moved up through the ranks. I know the people by name personally. I have 28 years experience with the military. I retired as a sergeant first class in the Army Reserves, 2 tours in Iraq. So I've led soldiers, I've led officers, I've led deputies. Throughout my career, and I listen to what they have to say. That's key. It's not just one person that makes all decisions. It should be all of us that make the decisions, because as a sheriff, you're so far separated from what's going on, the reality of being a patrolman or a detention officer. You don't know that, and you need to have that type of atmosphere where they can come and say what needs to be changed. When we write policy, they're the ones that have to enforce the policy. It's not enough to sit back or layers away from them and write that policy. Again, they're the ones that have to enforce it. They're the ones that should have some say in it to make sure it's applicable for what the community needs and wants.
What's it like to be campaigning during the midst of COVID-19?
We didn't plan on this, this COVID-19. When we first started or submitted my packet, I imagined rallies all over Yuma County, throughout all the cities. COVID has slowed us down a lot, but we're here and we made it. When people said we wouldn't be able to get the signatures to get on the ballot, we made it happen within a month. We went door to door, and as we should, so the people know who we are. But it is challenging through this COVID time. I'm a soldier. I've been a peace officer, and that's what we're trained for. We take on those challenges, meet them head first.
Sheriff Leon Wilmont is seeking his third term as Yuma County Sheriff. He has 33 years of experience in the sheriff's office. He was first elected to the job in 2012 and reelected in 2016. Wilmont says he sees a reelection campaign as a way for the residents of Yuma County to grade his performance on the job.
Running for reelection is a report card of what you've accomplished for the betterment of improving the quality of life of the people that you serve. What we did accomplish and what we want to also do for another 4 years.
Can you tell me then what you feel are some of the major accomplishments that have been made in the Yuma County Sheriff's Department during your time as County Sheriff?
a lot of the accomplishments that I'm proud to say that we've been able to do is, A, get a voice on educating Washington, D.C. One of the ways that we did that was we started the Borders in Your Backyard. We partnered with DHS to bring in folks from all over the country to actually come down to the border and see it, feel it, taste it. Because what we wanted to do was educate everybody on the different geographic needs for each individual community, and actually let them see why Yuma County, for instance, would need this widget to fix a problem versus they don't need that widget down in Cochise County because it's a totally different issue. And what is it that is really needed here to accomplish keeping the cartels from exploiting your community by the burglaries, the rapes, the robberies, and all that that we used to have. So that's one example of a success.
The sheriff says he's also partnered the sheriff's office with the city of San Luis in the Yuma County Narcotics Task Force to deal with the opioid crisis in the county.
Last year we had 33 deaths. This year already we've had 47 deaths from overdoses, and those ages range from 15 to 66. Well, it is pretty significant for us. So we partnered with San Luis because a lot of U.S. citizens are being exploited, going back and forth to Mexico, and body carrying narcotics across. And so the big thing was partnering with San Luis to educate the youth at the schools before the COVID hit, and letting them know that the cartels are going to tell you that the feds won't charge you because you're a juvenile, which is true. They won't. But the state will, and they're not telling them that part. So unfortunately, we've had a few juveniles that have been body carrying drugs because they see the amount of cash that they're going to make off of it just to get it across. So meth, cocaine, fentanyl, big problems for Yuma. Our officers, as well as the other law enforcement officers here, are trained with the use of Narcan and also the medical EMS. So we've saved a few lives, but we've already lost 47 so far this year.
And the sheriff says he believes he's done a good job of using taxpayer money wisely.
I've always been cognizant of taxpayer monies and ensuring that we never go over budget. And we've always had a return to the county each and every year. So fiscal responsibility is a real big thing for me, in making sure that our office is running and bringing in the revenues to offset so the county doesn't have to. Because when you think about it, the federal monies is actually taxpayer dollars that go to Washington, D.C. To me, if I can get a grant that is a cost benefit, then I'm going to apply for that and then bring that revenue back into Yuma County.
The only former living Yuma County Sheriff, John Phipps, who served 3 terms in the office in the 1980s and early 1990s, says this is not a sleepy little county where the sheriff can sit back and relax. He says being Yuma County Sheriff is a real job.
Oh, yeah. You've got so much diversity here. You've got to have specialized forces in a department to go after different angles in keeping the peace. And it's a job. It really is a job.
Former Sheriff Phipps adds that being sheriff carries a big responsibility.
When you're sheriff of the trees, the highways, the buildings, the people. I mean, you're sheriff of everything in that county. It's your responsibility to protect life and property in that order. Those are two big responsibilities that a sheriff has.
The former Yuma County Sheriff says both men are quality candidates for the job.
Yuma County's current sheriff, Republican Leon Wilmot, faces retired department captain and Democrat Mark Martinez in the race for Yuma County Sheriff. Voting ends November 3rd. My thanks to KAWC's Kim Johnson for that report. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. We'll be right back.